This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is the Totally Cool Tech Podcast, edition number 536, Black Friday Confessions, for Monday, November 28th, 2011. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here. And we're also part of the blueberry.com podcast community. So go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts, like the Caffeination Podcast and Tech Tip Tuesday. All right. Hey, you know, I kind of told you last week that I wasn't going to go out on Black Friday because I've had some bad experiences in the past. At least last year, I had a really poor experience. Yeah, it was my choice. I decided to go to Walmart on Black Friday. That was about the worst decision I could have ever made. This Black Friday, I was, you know, I'm not going to go. I did get a really good deal ahead of time, and I was really surprised. I got an HD TV for the boys for their game room that we're building. And I can't say anything because they're still up and I don't want them to hear it. Okay. All right. So got that at Target. It's a 1080p, 120 hertz Westinghouse. I got it for $399.99. And that was a really good deal. You know, it was a 40-inch TV. So I was really happy with that. The wife and I, you know, like, ah, we want to get something like that. And oh, wow. It was available about a week ahead of time. So went down there, got that. And, amazingly enough, it was a last minute Black Friday special for Target, which, same price. And my wife and I had to laugh because we didn't have to stand in line. We were there looking at some stuff anyway, and we picked it up, and it was a wonderful thing, perfect price, exactly what we wanted, and it was just a great deal. So, you know, I thought, I don't need to go out on Black Friday. There's nothing I really need to go out and get, nothing I want to get up early, stand in line, cold, rainy, windy, whatever, and then battle people, and then maybe not get what I really wanted, and kind of pretty much limit myself to one store, because if you don't get the doorbuster, you know, you might as well forget it, right? So I decided, you know, I'll do some maybe some online Black Friday stuff, and I did do a little bit of that, not a whole lot, just a little bit here and there, but I also went and I got a Kinect for the boys for their Xbox 360, which is going to go in the game room. So that was a really good bargain that I got for that. It was $100 on Amazon, so that was really, really cool, with some other stuff as well. And so I'm looking forward to that coming by UPS here sometime next week, and got to hide all that stuff. So that'll be fun. Get all that together, put together, and that'll be a really, really great Christmas morning, so that'll be awesome. But, you know, like I said, didn't want to go out. I had no plans on going out except for then on Thanksgiving Day at the in-laws. My sons are there, my nephews and my brother and sister-in-law and grandma and nana are there. And my little boy is looking at the Black Friday papers, and he's like, "Dad, check this out." You know, and he hands me the Toys R Us ad, and it has a Legos in it. And he's been really getting into Legos lately. And I love that because, you know, it takes him away from the video games. And while I need, you know, I would like him to get out a little bit more outdoors. You know, it is winter time and some bad weather and stuff like that. So this will be really good. It will, you know, it utilizes his head, his brain. He has to think. And it gives him that 3D spatial relationship, and it works on dexterity and things like that, and his imagination. Because there was a while where he didn't have any kits to build, and we would tell him, just go build me a helicopter, go build me an airplane, go build me a building, and all this stuff. So he really, really loved that. So we went out and we got him not too long ago, one of these alien tripod thingies, and he really loved that. And so, you know, he's like, "Dad, I want to go to Toys R Us. They got Legos on sale. Black Friday. I want to do Black Friday." I said, "All right." I said, "What time do you want to get up?" And he's like, "I want to get up at 1. So 1 in the afternoon? No, I want to get up 1 in the morning. And I'm like, "You know, dude, I'm not getting up that early to go sit in line at, you know, Toys R Us." And I said, "You know, we'll get up around 6 o'clock, and then we'll go." So we got up a little later than I wanted to. Got up a little bit before 6:30. Got ready, got him up. We all jumped in the truck and headed down to CVS Pharmacy. Now, why CVS? Well, my sister goes and does this too, so she does CVS and or Rite Aid, one of the two. And I have, they're right next to each other here in town in Elk Grove, so at least in my corner of the neighborhood. And went there because that's where my dad used to go. And I thought I'd, you know, do the tradition thing because my sister did it for years. And she was sick this year, and I didn't know if she was going to actually be able to do it. So I thought, I'll take up the family tradition and go down there and check it out. And it was really cool because when we got there, besides needing some medication, over-the-counter medication for head cold and a couple other things, they had this inflatable Christmas, you know, ornament or, you know, the Christmas decorations for the lawn. It was an inflatable Christmas tree that rotated. And I'm like, "Oh, dude, check that out. You know, how much is it?" It's like $30. I'm like, "Sold. We want one of those." So we got a really good deal on that. It's like about a 4-foot tall one, but it rotates, you know, it lights up and all that with LED lights for the light bulbs on the Christmas tree. Really, really cool. So we got that. And then we went over to Rite Aid and got some toys for some friends, kids, and then headed on over to Toys R Us and had a really good time there. Checked out a few things, got some stuff for the boys, and it was really, really awesome. And then as we're getting out of there, because Wesley picked out what he wanted and I got, you know, some stuff and thought, okay, we're going home. Well, I wanted to go check out, go over to Best Buy, but I couldn't do that. And because he was really getting cranky. So, all right, we'll get you home. And we stopped by Walgreens on the way back, got two more inflatables. That was really cool. Got him a SpongeBob SquarePants in the shape of a Christmas tree. And then we got Snoopy, you know, on his doghouse, is the World War I Flying Ace, the red, you know, going up against the Red Baron. So that was really cool. Put those up outside this weekend. Finally got the tree up. And because my wife has been sick, unfortunately, and she's been having a real, you know, kind of a bummer of a time handling that. She had pneumonia and all that, so she wasn't too into the mood of Thanksgiving and Christmas decorating and all that. So we finally tonight got the tree up, and that was good. And a brand new tree, 7-footer, nine footer, slim Christmas tree, because we got a small area we need to put it in. So that's going to work out a little bit better this year. So yeah, that's my Black Friday confession. So cool. All right. So now, hopefully this doesn't sound too weird, because I had to do some changing in the audio settings, and my son was up here and I had to give him his iPod and all that. He had wanted an album downloaded, so did that for him. All right, let's see here. Where did my notes go? Okay, here we go. All right, well, you know what? You know, we have the Black Friday ads are still going on. It's going to be Cyber Monday when this comes out. So I want you to go ahead, and if you're ever interested in taking a look at Cyber Monday, today's a day. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there. So, you know, the ones I'm talking about, you know, the 2011 blackfridayads.com, bfads.net, blackfriday.info, those are the three that I really go for. If you've ever listened to me, I've talked about the Roku, and the Roku 2 XS just, you know, came out like last year, I believe, and I always really wanted one, because, you know, now you can play with the Angry Birds and all that kind of stuff. That's a really cool thing. I've been trying to get one here and there, but every time there's a really good sale on it, you know, I miss it. I really get mad at myself because I get so busy at work, I forget to check these things out. And, you know, I follow Roku on Twitter, and Facebook and all that. And they said, oh, hey, you know, we're going to have a really good Black Friday promo, but you got to follow us. You got to go like us on the Facebook, and then we'll let you know what the promo is going to be. You get the special code and all that. I'm like, all right, cool. Really, this is going to be slick, man. It's going to happen at 6 o'clock p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. So I'm all excited about that. Got my alarm set. And as soon as it hits, you know, I'm like, great, got to go get this, man. I got to get one of these. And yeah, they were $20 off. That's not bad. $20 off a Roku 2 XS. Really good. Bad thing is, you had to buy two to get this. Couldn't buy just one. You had to buy two. And there were umpteen billion comments on their Facebook page that said, look, I just wanted one. I own one. I own two. I just want one more. You know, most of the people said, I just want one more, or I just want one. Just want one. Don't want to buy two. Don't want to give one away as a gift. So instead of paying, you know, $80, you're paying $160-something for this. And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to pay $160 for two of these things. I just want one. And that was a real bummer because I really wanted to get one of these for the boys' game room so they can put it up and they can play Angry Birds and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, get Netflix and all that cool stuff that they love to do anyway. So it's just going to be one more item I wanted to be able to have for them. Well, that didn't work out, so I really got ticked off. But I had to kick in Operation Mad Fowl. That's right. I, you know, did a little, tried to, if you follow my Twitter, you may have seen this. I tried to do a covert op here. I was going to go out. I told him I'm going to go out and get some stuff from the grocery store, and I got to go get some gas for the truck. And I figured, you know, when I'm doing that, I'll sneak away over to Best Buy so I can get the Roku XS. And because I had two $5 coupons for being a silver member, and then also had two $25 gift cards. So I got $60 worth of coupons and gift cards that I can put towards a Roku XS, which is $100. So I went and I did it. Walked out the door, and then all of a sudden, here comes my little one. Dad, I want to go with you. I'm like, what do you mean? So I want to go with you to the store. Okay, well, I can't now go down there with him because he's there with me, and I can't buy those because it's for his game room. So, that really sucked. That really sucked. So I had to blow. It, that wasn't Operation Mad Fowl. That was going to be Operation Mad Fowl, but didn't work out. So I had to had to go to the grocery store, go get the gas and all that, come back home. Later that evening, I just told the wife, I'm out of here. I got to go do something, and took off. Got it done. Came back later on, showed the wife what it was. She's all like, sweet. And I let her know about the coupons because if I didn't, you know, the wife acceptance factor would have been really, really low. But it was really, really high. So that's cool. So another thing checked off the list. And that was really cool. But if you want a Roku 2, a brand new Roku 2, you can get the XD right now with 2 months of Hulu Plus for $80 at QVC. It's their today's special value, Monday the 28th only. Okay, till midnight on East Coast time, so 9 o'clock Pacific. So as I'm releasing this, this thing has been out for a couple hours, and that's not good. Okay, so it's been out for what, an hour and 40 minutes now. So it's out there. It's $80. The Roku 2 HD, or it's the Roku 2 XD internet streaming device. It's for $80, $79.96, and that is awesome. I mean, it's $105 retail, $106 retail, and it usually goes for $96 for that. I don't know why they do that, because you can get one for $99, $100 over on the thing. But if it comes with the 2 months of Hulu Plus, you can't beat that, okay? I mean, 2 months of Hulu Plus free, and it has 4 easy payments of $20, $19.99 plus tax. That's pretty awesome. I mean, that is really not bad. Now, it doesn't have the USB port where you can go ahead and put, you know, a hard drive on there, or, you know, a flash drive or something like that, and stream that content. But it will allow you to put in the, an SD card. It does have an AV out, and it has HDMI out. That is awesome. And it does have the newer remote. Really cool. Really, really cool. And it does do the HD. And let me go to the Roku site. I can spell it right. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see. I want to compare these two. Compare these for you. The Roku 2 XD and the Roku 2 XS. They both have the 1080p. And let's see. It has 350 plus entertainment channels available, including hundreds of free movies, which, yeah, I agree. That does have that, and it's really cool. And you can get me on Blip TV. There, which I've only done 4 shows on video yet. So, still trying to work on that. Hey, we're going to have a lot of stuff come CES. All right. And there's going to be a ton of stuff that I'm going to throw up there. Right after CES, and maybe when I'm doing CES, I don't know yet. Has built-in wireless, B, G, and N, works on virtually any TV, plays high definition 720, and 1080p. Okay, so that's cool. It does have an expandable memory slot, plus Bluetooth. And what does the double stars? All Roku 2 models offer a micro SD memory slot for adding additional storage capacity, plus Bluetooth for adding an RF remote control. So that is cool. All right. Okay. The difference between the XS and the XD being the cheaper one, the XS has enhanced remote with motion control for games. It has the free full edition of Angry Birds, and it has an Ethernet port and a USB port. Now, personally, I like an Ethernet port, and I like the USB port. So that's why I always get that one. Whatever their top-of-the-line model is, that's the one I get usually. Now, yeah, you can go ahead and go to the Roku site, and for $80 with free shipping, pick up the Roku 2 XD, right? Okay? But for the same price, actually 3 cents less, you can get that with 2 months of Hulu Plus. Why not take this deal? Okay? I think it's a really good one. I'm going to cut it off here because that's just good enough to say. Really great stuff. I love Roku. Didn't like their Black Friday promo, but I really like the Roku. So check that out. Get it if you can. All right. One of the other things I got, like I said, was the Xbox Kinect, because the boys are going to want to play some of the games and put that in their new toy game room. Yeah, we're building a game room, not a toy room. Converting the toy room to a game room. So I think that's going to be a hit. What else? Oh yeah. Okay. You got to check this out. If you got somebody who, kids want to have a game room, or you guys have a media room or something like that, one thing you might want to have is, you know, you got your laptop, possibly, you know, that you want to use in your media room, and you got this nice big screen TV, and wouldn't it be cool to be able to take that, whatever, you know, whatever's on your laptop, and put it on that screen? But you don't want to put in a bunch of cables, because, you know, you just want to be able to move in, move out. This is awesome. It's called Warpia, and they have a Stream HT, and they got this thing called the Value Edition. You can stream HD media wirelessly from your PC to your TV. Anything, basically, on your PC you can do. And what it does is it just goes ahead, okay, and it connects to the back of your computer, and you can go ahead and stream. Let's see. It has HDMI with audio and video support, additional audio support through a 3.5mm stereo head jack, headphone jack, or the SPDIF 5.1 surround sound output, same room coverage up to 30 feet in line of sight range between the PC and the TV. You can do up to the 1920 by 1080 resolution, 48 kilohertz 16-bit stereo surround sound, HD video, like we said. It has a quick setup with pre-associated pair adapters, so already done. It's just a little USB thing. Go ahead and clip that into your PC, your Mac, whatever. Doesn't matter. It works. Wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. I don't see Mac. I hate to say that. Scratch that. I don't see Mac on there, but it does work with Windows 7, XP, and Vista. So that is pretty slick. And there's full tech support available, phone, chat, or email. And this you can get over at, where did I find it? At Amazon for $100. Now, I checked that out. That price against everybody else that I've seen, that is the lowest price. And it's equal to the lowest price for the lowest version of this at Walmart. So Walmart goes for about $40 more for this version. So I think you're getting a really good deal here. Check that out. You got somebody, like I said, who has something like a media room, game room, anything like that. This might be something you really, really want. Thought it was really slick. Now, kind of keeping in that media, you know, room type thing. Ion, if you've ever seen this, they have some really cool products. Anything from turntables, you can, you know, take your LPs and all that and transfer any of your, you know, albums onto digital audio and all that kind of stuff. They get one, a cassette player to take your any your mixtapes and things like that, whatever your cassettes, and transfer that over. They do video cassettes and all that kind of stuff. Really cool. Now, they have this thing called the Piano Apprentice. It's a piano learning system for the iPad, iPod, and iPhone. Now, I found this over at Target for like $100 online, and you can get it with free shipping, so that's pretty cool. And what it does is you go ahead, it's got an actual keyboard, and you put your iPad on there. Looks like it would work best with the iPad. Put your iPad on there, clip it in, and then you can go ahead and have it do its thing where it'll show you someone playing the keyboard, a video of someone playing the keyboard, and it actually lights up the keys on which ones you're supposed to tap, or, you know, I don't know, what do you call it, hammer, I don't know, press on. And it's really cool. Now, it's got, I don't know, about 20-some-odd keys, 30-some-odd keys. That's actually a pretty good way to learn keyboards. I mean, you know, you want to learn from somebody. For $100, that would be, what, two, three, maybe a month's worth of instructions on how to play the piano, keyboard, or whatever. But you pay for this once, and this whole thing does it for you. This is awesome. I haven't found out just exactly how you... yes, 25-note lighted keyboard with touchscreen-sensitive keys. Or touch-sensitive, not touchscreen, touch-sensitive keys. You follow the lighted keys to learn how to play the piano quickly. Free piano teaching app available via iTunes. Lightweight portable design powered by batteries included, or an optional AC adapter. And it has a core MIDI compliant. I don't know what the heck that's supposed to do, but that is pretty darn slick, man. And it got the 2012 International CES Innovations Design Engineering Showcase honors. That is pretty sweet, okay? You know, anything that CES even gives an honor to, that's pretty cool. So if you want, take a look at that. I got a link to it. You can check out. You don't have to have the iPad. You can use an iPod. It's a little smaller. But it's really, really cool. I mean, this, you know, I can't play piano to save my life, but this would be a nice way to learn, right? For $100. You want your kid to learn how to play piano or whatever? I would go with that. That's pretty slick. All right, what do we have next? Where did my notes go? All right, here we go. The last one I have here, I found this. This was really, really slick. My son and I actually ran into this one night looking for some stuff that he wanted to go over. It's the AR drone quadricopter by Parrot, and it can be controlled by the iPhone or an Android tablet. This thing is simply cool. And this product can also be used in AR flying ace, any video games, or a dogfight or race between Android ARS or AR drones. So you can play along with this thing and a couple games and things like that. Quadricopter itself is going for, well, what did I find it over here at Amazon, for like $280. But there's a couple different versions of these things, and the Parrot Air drone technology is just really slick. We watched some video of a couple of these things, and they were computer controlled, and these two units, you know, fired up and started doing this synchronized dance, and they actually got the helicopter, this quadricopter, to do a barrel roll. They both did these barrel rolls, and it was just like a really quick snap barrel roll. So if you got somebody who's really into high tech and into, remote control, whatever, help the helicopter, it's a quadricopter. That thing is so cool. This would be really, really sweet as a Christmas gift. I think this would really be cool. And like I said, $280 over at Amazon. It's got a 4-star review, 118 customer reviews. So that's pretty cool. You know, I think it's got a pretty good rating there. I think it's sweet. And like I said, it's controlled. You can control with your iPhone or your Android. I mean, how cool is that as far as a remote control goes? I mean, that's probably one of the coolest things you can do, is to be sitting there and go, hey, you know, check this out, you know, and put your copter out there and start, you know, break out your iPhone, your Droid, and start flying that thing. That'd be so cool. I mean, that's something you would have seen, you know, like in Mission Impossible, like 3-4 years ago. That would really been cool if that thing came out. So yeah, I thought that was really slick. So anyway, check that out. We got all the links for you here on the show notes. And once again, my son's challenge to you: what is your favorite tech? What's your favorite tech for this Christmas? That would be really cool. Send in a video or audio submission to me. I would really love to see that. We can go over that on the podcast here. Really looking forward to what you guys have. Going to have another list for you here pretty soon. Hopefully within the week. I got to go back down to LA one more time at least. And so I'll be gone for a few days. Maybe I'll get some together. We'll see. But if you have any questions, comments, email, please send it to tctpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Hope you like the show, and I think you do, because I'm going to get some really good some downloads. And please recommend us to a friend. You know, somebody, giving somebody an iPod or, you know, an MP3 player, or maybe somebody's getting a Droid or something like that, you know. Tell them about us. Have them put us on their device. I'd love to have another listener. All right. Let's see. Yep. All the show notes and links and contact info are on the website at totallycooltech.com. And like I said, if you know something cool, let me know about it. Like for my nephew, going to get him an Arduino, because my son's got an Arduino, and figured it was another way for them to bond as cousins and do some stuff together. You know, there's about 7-8 year difference between them, but that might bring them together. That'd be really cool. So got that. Didn't get it on Black Friday, but I shopped on Black Friday for it. So all right, yeah. If you got something like that, you know, you're getting, let me know about it. Send it in. We'll talk about it. You know. All right. Let's see. Yeah, tctpodcast@gmail.com, or call us up, 540-999-TECH. Leave me a message. You can also check us out on Twitter and out on Facebook. Look for TCT Podcast, all right? All right, everybody. I will see you next time.